February 2nd.
Yeah.
It's Groundhog's Day.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to figure out 6 more weeks of winter or not. Watching the TV as Punxsutawney Phil up there, who looks like he wants to, he looks like he hates his life.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. They shake him awake and then we all just stare at him. He has no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
As if just saying, yeah, 6 more weeks of winter, what's it say? He just read some poem about hoverboards in it. Just tell me the news.
That's all we need to know. And that's all we need to know. And they've still not told us. But the thing is that's funny
about
that.
On the edge of my
seat,
Punxsutawney Phil.
The thing that makes me about that, there's a whole bunch of guys there, like all dressed in top hats and stuff like this.
They get really into it.
Yeah. Oh, they're really into it. They're like all excited and pumped. That's the highlight of their year. It's like, okay, wow. So we'll know in the next few minutes what's going on.
Yeah. Every month I pay my $200 check to Temple University for a degree that I don't really need. I'm often reminded about what I should have been doing instead of going to college. And if you're on the fence, if you're a student, you're not sure if you want to go to college or not, you're going to spend thousands of dollars. At least pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out about a fifth of their time spent in class for college students just on their phone, playing games, checking emails. And this is why I'm glad I went to school when phones weren't that big, because
yeah.
I was around scoping hotties out.
Yeah. You'd have been on Tinder and Facebook and all those things.
No, there's real life Tinder in front of you. Get off of your phone. I don't need to be on Tinder when you're surrounded by 30 people in class.
People just put their heads in there. That's their safe zone.
I went to, at the end of my Temple University stay, we had to take a senior seminar.
Okay.
You learn how to write resumes. I was 26 or whatever. I'd already been through all this, but you have to take it. So I took it. And it was a 2-part class. There was a lecture class, which was probably, I don't know, 100, 120 kids in that class.
Okay.
And then you had a lab part, which
right.
is where you did one-on-one. I paid a few grand for this class. She went over place settings. If you go out to eat, how to use a small fork, when to use the big fork. Let me just figure that out on my own. Let me just go ahead and wing that one.
There's more than one fork?
Yeah. You take the one. Don't be difficult. The easiest way, if it's on the outside, you take it.
Okay.
That's how you eat. It makes sense. You're going to finagle things around. Anyway, so I'm in the lecture hall and 120 people, and we go to the lab, and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm the hottest girl in this class. That's never happened to me. I've never been the hottest person anywhere. And I'm so excited, right?
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. I'm like, this girl's in overalls. They're not even in style. I'm pumped. And in walks this...
Boom, door opens.
Yeah, kicks the door in. This blonde, tan, thin, well-dressed, well-maintained. You know she keeps the yard tight. And I go, man, son of a... And I'm furious. And then she lifts her hand up and she's missing her hand. And I'm like, yes, back on top.
See?
And that's why you go to college, kids.